Welcome back to the Roundtable on WAMC 1034. And Ray Graff in for Joe Donahue today. The Roundtable's cultural correspondent, Sean Stone, joins us now. And Sean, how you doing?
I'm fine, Ray. How are you?
What was that music?
That was Brazilian Girls. They're coming to Hudson this weekend. We'll get to that in a little bit.
Oh, all right. Well, take it away.
I've seen a few movies. My cousin Rachel.
I'm sorry? My cousin Rachel?
That's
related to Vinny in any way?
No, it's a Daphne du Maurier book. Remember she wrote Rebecca and the Birds?
Sure. Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's a gothic horror romance set in the 19th century. There was actually a film version in the 50s that starred Richard Burton and Olivia de Havilland. This version stars Rachel Weisz, and the scenery is sumptuous, and Weisz is fantastic, and it's all about this sort of petulant young man whose mysterious cousin Rachel. She's his cousin because she married his surrogate father, his sort of uncle.
Okay.
And he's not sure whether she murdered him or he died of natural causes.
Ah.
And the whole movie is trying to figure out whether she's on the up and up or whether she's trying to kill him too to get the whole estate. And it's very mysterious and very well done.
Okay, so thumbs up for that
Thumbs up for that one. And then we have the big movie of the summer, Wonder Woman. Have you seen this one?
No, good. Is it good?
It is good. And if they cut off the very beginning and the end of the movie, which has like a cameo with Ben Affleck in it.
Oh, set as
in modern,
Batman?
As Batman and set in modern times, it would have been even better.
You know, she was in Wonder Woman. And who's the actress?
Gal Gadot.
Wonder Woman makes an appearance in the Batman Superman.
Yes.
Disaster of a film.
Yes, and she lights everything up
and
when she shows up.
She was the best
up.
Part of the movie. So this was good?
This was very good. It was because it was a superhero enjoying her job. You know, and the problem with the earlier the Affleck Batman and the Superman, they don't seem to be having any fun.
This is the problem I have with the current reboot of the DC Universe. And I'm sure it'll continue this very dark vein, as opposed to the Marvels, where they all seem to be having a ripping good time.
Yes, there's something dank about the DC movies, which is not the case with this one. It's bright. She wants to be a hero. Chris Pine is sort of her sort of foil, and you know, she gets involved in World War One, and she's convinced that the World War One has been caused by Ares, the god of war, and he's like, well, no, that's probably not what it is, but okay, you know, all right, well, I'll follow you because you have the sword and the lasso of truth, but
about the invisible plane? Yeah,
no? No plane yet.
Okay,
but we have the lasso of truth, which is very good.
So you give this one a thumbs up
This is definitely a thumbs up.
This is okay for the kids, you think?
Yeah.
Some of the DC pictures are not okay for the kids, in my estimation.
Better than the other ones, yes.
Really?
Okay, yes.
Fair
yes.
enough.
The horror is more, you know, separated from, you know, it's not that casual slaughter of thousands.
Okay, that's a plus.
You know, because that was another drag on the other DC movies. You know, it's like, oh, you know, just, you know, knock down a building and kill 40,000 people or something. No one cares.
In fairness, I thought, and maybe I'm in the minority here, but I thought the Superman picture was very good, but it was extremely violent.
It was extremely violent, yeah.
Sean Stone is our guest.
And the other one I saw is a documentary called Citizen Jane, Battle for the City. It's about Jane Jacobs, who wrote the famous book, The Death and Life of Great American Cities, and her battle with Robert Moses in the 1960s in New York to save Lower Manhattan. And it has a lot of dense information in it, but it's really well explained, and it's very entertaining. And I saw it a couple of weeks ago, but it's still playing. It's at the Triplex. So you can see it at the Triplex in Great Barrington on Sunday, and it's available streaming.
And it's worth it.
And it's worth it. It's a fun documentary.
Well, so far, no negativity out of Sean Stone.
No negativity this
week. I don't really
know
how to make what to make of this.
I know, but the Transformers open this week, so we'll have something different happening.
I'll
get to that in a few minutes.
All right.
But, okay, this weekend. At the Madison Theater, Thursday through Sunday, 6/22 through 25, they're having a sort of mini film festival of the Shakespeare 1990s films, the Baz Luhrmann Romeo and Juliet, 10 Things I Hate About You, which was The Taming of the Shrew with Heath Ledger and Julia Stiles, and Shakespeare in Love, which, if you may recall, was the movie that I believe Judi Dench is in for about 75 seconds and won a supporting actress Oscar.
Well, she was good.
She was good. She's barely in it. But it's sort of entertaining. But the other movies are the ones I find more interesting. But that's at the Madison Theater tonight through Sunday, various times. Go to their website.
Okay.
Friday night at the Egg, it's comedy with the king of sitcoms now, Kevin James, because Tim Allen's show got canceled.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yes.
I didn't even know he had a new show.
Well, Tim Allen's had one a few years called Last Man Standing, but now Kevin James is the last man standing.
Oh, very clever.
He's still employed.
Well,
and he's going to be at the Egg Friday night.
So he's employed, but he still has time to be at the Egg.
Yeah, well, they like to do the stand-up, you know, keep themselves in the game.
Have you seen him as a stand-up?
Only on TV. I have not seen him in person, but he does, you know, it's family-friendly stuff.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
He doesn't work blue. And then, speaking of TV, Friday night at the Palace Theater in Albany at 7:30 p.m., it's Dancing with the Stars live.
Wow.
Hot summer night, so it's going to be a bunch of winners and participants of ABC's Dancing with the Stars. On the stage at the Palace.
Only a demonstration, not a competition?
Yeah.
So no wagering?
No wagering.
Okay.
No, it'll just be a performance. And then we have Wilco Solid Sound Festival featuring Wilco. It's a three-day thing at Mass Mocha, North Adams, Friday through Sunday. Wilco, the Alvin Brothers Band, Television.
All right, stop. Television? The 70s band Television?
Yes, Television.
You're kidding me.
No, Richard Hell, Television. Yeah.
I'll be darned.
It's pretty great. The LA Orchestra is going to play they're going to screen Man with a Movie Camera. And there's a comedy stage featuring John Hodgman and Nick Offerman and a bunch of good people.
Oh, that's great.
It is great. And then also this weekend, Saturday and Sunday at SPAC is the Saratoga Jazz Festival, which has Chaka Khan, Gypsy Kings, Dee Dee Bridgewater, Jean-Luc Ponty. That starts at noon, both Saturday and Sunday. Usually the shed's going to be sold out by now, but there's always lawn seats.
The lawn is the way we always
used
to
go. And the lawn is, that's the way I always
Have you been going? I haven't been to the Jazz Fest in about 30 years.
Well, it hasn't been that long, but it's been a couple of years.
I saw everybody in the old days, back in the 70s, early 80s.
B.B. King and...
Oh, Miles Davis. I mean, everybody was there. It was awesome.
But it's a good lineup, and it should be, it's a fun 2 days. Then over at the Mahawi in Great Barrington, it's the Boston Early Music Festival. It's two Italian comic operas by Pergolesi. That's Saturday at 8 p.m., Sunday at 3 p.m. That's in Great Barrington at the Mahawi. Sunday at 7 o'clock, it's Mary Lee Ruhan, a singer-songwriter at Cafe Lean in Saratoga Springs. She's from Saratoga Springs. She spent the last couple of years playing in various bands. She toured Europe. She put out some albums, and she sort of come back.
Oh, great.
So it's sort of the triumphal return.
Nice.
The intro music is Brazilian Girls. There's only one girl in the group, and they aren't Brazilian.
Ah!
But they're a great dance band. They've put out some very good albums over the years.
Now, that was what we heard coming in?
That's what we heard
Rob,
coming in.
Rob, do you
in.
Still have that? Can we hear a few bars? I've forgotten.
It's fun.
Okay.
Helsinki Hudson, Sunday at 8 o'clock.
All right, fair enough. The Brazilian Girls, or Brazilian Girls.
Yes. And then Wednesday, The Maid in the Shade of the Egg continues with The Big Takeover. It's sort of a big R&B blues band. Outside, Under the Egg, Wednesday noon, it's free.
Well, that's terrific. The architecture of the egg, so if it rains...
You can probably get out of the rain.
Won't the rain just go down the underside of the egg and get you wet anyway?
I think it would take architectural
engineer in here.
Yeah, I think it would take too long.
So it's,
I think
okay.
The concert would be over before you got wet.
Okay, good.
Not for the audience, but for the band's probably all right.
So that's the 28th. That is next Wednesday.
Yes, and then there's a few new movies. Beatrice at Dinner. It's a sort of a dinner party culture clash with Selma Hayek and John Lithgow. There's Band-Aid, which is sort of an intriguing indie film about a couple who decide their marriage is at the end of its rope. They've been going to a therapist, and they decide as a last-ditch effort, they're going to form a band and write songs about their problems and try to work that out.
And who's in that?
Fred Armisen is the musical director
okay.
of the picture.
It sounds like Fred.
But it sounds like it sounds like trouble. It sounds like there's going to be trouble. It's going to be funny, but there's going to be trouble.
Fair enough.
And then we have Transformers: The Last Knight.
This is the one you've been waiting for.
I've been waiting to try and figure out what goes on in the movie. Have you seen the trailer?
No, I mean, I must confess, I find this whole business about cars that turn into robots very confusing, and I don't really want to know.
Well, this is super confusing because I didn't see the last one. I saw, like, the two before that. I mean, it's the sort of thing you sort of drop in and out of.
Or not at all.
But this one, they sort of cycled out all the actors from when the series started 10 years ago, and now it's Mark Wahlberg and Anthony Hopkins.
Anthony Hopkins is in a Transformers film.
Yes.
So the world really is ending.
It's bizarre. You have to go online and watch the trailer, because if you can tell me what the movie's about, I have no idea. I mean, I've always sort
I'd say it's about 90 minutes, right?
No, it's probably about 2 hours.
You're kidding me.
No.
Why bother?
Now, director Michael Bay has always been a big fan of incoherence, and that's sort of one of his strengths. You know, it's this sort of this incoherent action.
Okay.
That's so in your face that you just sort of get bludgeoned by it.
Yeah.
But this one blends the Transformers with children and the end of the world and knights in armor. Honest to gosh, I could not tell you what the movie is about or what logic it makes sense.
Will you go and see it and tell us next week?
Yes.
We really need to know.
I will go and see it. I will take one for the team.
I have a feeling most public radio listeners are very concerned about
Transformers. I'm sure they are. I will not pay the premium and go see it in IMAX.
No.
Or, which I think is like $21.10 now. Actually, it would be more than that because it's 3D IMAX, so there'd be another... It's probably close to $25.
Well, I can say that I'm officially underwhelmed by the whole Transformers concept. Hey, Sean Stone, thank you for being here today.
You're welcome.
And we'll see you next week. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.